For every friend you recommend to our agency for a quote, we'll make a donation to someone in need.
Good afternoon, this is Alan.
Hey, Alan. Bill Payne here.
Yeah, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Oh, okay. A question.
It seems like we made a little bit of phone tech the last
Yeah, yeah. No. It's my fault. And actually, one of your phone calls came in when I was driving north on Eubank, and I decided it would be unwise to answer it. Okay, but, okay, let's get to the business. What I'm interested in, somebody told me that Allstate owns Asurion. And let me tell you about Asurion. Asurion is a business which insures electronics like cell phones, laptops, tablets. And so if it fails, okay, then they replace it. And I was told that Allstate owns them, but when I looked, I couldn't find any evidence of this, but I'd like to get your opinion of what, if this is true.
They do own a company. I'm not sure if it's Asurion or not. We do actually sell the cell service where you can buy it through the whole policy. I think it's a whole bunch of separate policy. You have to look and see.
Yeah.
$25 for up to four phones, or it's, I think it's $15 a phone.
Was that per month?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking is sort of funny. I bought a Samsung phone for like $175. And what happened is when I bought it, it was, you know, reduced price, and it said no warranty. So I clicked on Amazon, and it says, oh, here, you can buy an insurance policy to insure the phone for 2 years, okay? And I've heard of people with buying washing machines and cell phones, and when the warranty expires, guess what? The phone and washing machines stop working, all right?
And
right, and so what I did is I purchased the a warranty for, it was like $50 or something. And then what happened on the cell phone, it was running Android 12. Well, all of a sudden it went into an, oh, we're going to update you to Android 13. And it went into about a 15 minutes update. At that time, I could not use the phone, I could not use the camera. And I got a message on it called, this is one UI, okay, on the screen. I photographed it and all this. Well, then what I thought is, well, what if I go back to Android 12? And so I started looking on Android, could you do it? And the answers, I found three videos on how to do it. But what these videos pointed out, all three of them, when you go backwards, you can destroy the phone. In other words, you can stop it from working. All right. You can totally, the technical term is bricking. You can brick. Well, okay. It's interesting because of the fact that if I was thinking of saying, look, I don't, to Samsung or Google, I don't like Android 13 because of this crap I'm getting and I can't use the phone and I want to go back. And if they say no, guess what? You brick the phone. Okay. And then file a complaint with the insurance company, right? Okay.
Is who they use, the
SquareTrade. Okay, hey, because I got some information from a computer expert, okay, who said it was Asurion, and that's the reason I'm phoning, and so you're telling me no, and you're giving me the right name.
I'm going to look up Asurion right now.
Asurion.
Asurion. S-U-R-I-O-N.
S-U-R-I. Yes. Yeah, you got it. But here's the wild part is the fact that with these complex operating systems that they have on it, like Android, if you know the right stuff, you can go in and make and stop the operating system and the hardware from working. Okay. And what is particularly dangerous about this is that these operating systems are going into things like wind turbines and wind turbine farms. So hackers can get in, apparently, and put these things out of commission. And the hacker? Well, I can't imagine. If you start reading about MGM getting hit, okay, just last week, you know? This costed them, I read, $48 million a day, okay? Because of the thing, this is the MGM hack, and you can, you know, Google that one too, and there's all sorts of stuff on it. But this is my interest and the reason I phoned, and I think you've answered my question, Alan, and I appreciate it, but it is wild when you see what is happening in malware and what these guys are doing. And, you know, I'm you know, professionally into this, okay, in the sense of Sandia, my job there was to prevent this stuff from happening and making sure they couldn't get in and do this, okay, but these guys are, you know, the hackers are getting in and they're doing it. Well, I read also that this guy, the billionaire Mark Cuban, okay, I read an article just recently that he was investing, I think, in cryptocurrency. It just lost 870.
Your music, your station. This is listener support.
Was it million dollars from hackers?
HD3, Los Alamos.
Yeah, that just appeared. You can mark C U B A N. And this
on brought
to you by. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the reason my phone. You answered my phone, my question, and I appreciate it.
Into the care of an
okay. Thanks.
Roy Ziegelstein, Vice Dean for Education at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
Yeah. No. Either could I. That's the reason I was phoning. But you gave me the other name, and that clears up, I think, the question.
To be part of the mix.
Well, thanks. You too. Bye.
An era of what is called precision medicine to emerge from